Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 710. Welcome back to Reach, recorded live on December 5th, 2019. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And Reach is finally here. Woo!
Yay!
Woo-hoo! It's been a long time coming, and it's nice to finally have it in our hands.
Mm-hmm. It is good to be there. It's nice to see the frame rate update.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that they fixed recently.
Yeah. The uncapped frame rate works ish. Yeah, I've had some shot registration errors with an uncapped frame rate.
Not perfect, but
that go away when I at least limit it to 60. So far, I haven't played it. I haven't played any matchmaking, so I don't know how that works. So
I haven't done any matchmaking either, but that'll be hopefully a little bit this weekend. I haven't had a chance to play too much because of a certain life event that's happening, which we'll get into in a minute, or in a little bit. I guess we have a little bit of a recap to talk about as far as streams. We did not have Fragment Friday last week, but the week before we did.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that go?
I don't know. That was 2 weeks ago. I don't remember.
Okay. We played Halo. It was fun.
We played Halo. We had a lot of fun. We died a lot. We killed a lot. No. We had a good time. We played some Super Fiesta. We didn't really get into Warzone this time. We pretty much stayed in Super Fiesta or BTB Super Fiesta.
Very nice.
It always seems to come back to that. You know, it's so much fun. We played, let's see, was it last? Didn't we play Castle Wars too?
I thought we did.
We did play some Castle Wars. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, Castle Wars is always nice. And then for me, I actually did achievement streams with Bobby. I think did I do it both weeks?
I know you did. I know you did it last week because I was actually up.
Yes, I did do it last week. We got two achievements last week, and I'm trying to pull them up. It was, we got this, which is located the Sentinel defenses in the archive using only the starting units. So that's part of the Awakening of the Nightmare DLC. And then the other one was making most of the most of the day, which is completing 3 daily challenges in 1 day. It does not look like I got other achievements. Or no, I did. Okay. Yep. So for the one from 2 weeks ago, it was our Big Green style, which is winning 3 matches as Sergeant Johnson. And I don't do bits and pieces, which is use repair beacon special ability 15 times. And then for Brick, he flew pretty good, which is killed 50 infantry units using the Colossus's stomp ability.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah, that one just doesn't make sense, the name.
I mean...
I'd say, you know, drop a Spartan on an enemy unit or something like that.
Or like an ODST drop pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last one I got was 2 heads are better than 1. 1 a skirmish match with a friend against only AI opponents. So it looks like I managed to get 6 achievements over the past couple of weeks.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I got 2 playing Halo Reach on MCC. Just by basically playing it. I played with Ace on just custom firefight because I wanted to start getting used to the mouse and keyboard controls, and I didn't really have that long to play on Tuesday, so we did a custom firefight match. We got through the first set, and we ended in the third wave of the second round of the second set. So we got pretty far. We were just shy of an hour, I think, in firefight. And the two achievements I got were I'm Sorry, Dave, which is find the hidden binary signature, which is apparently scoping in on a weapon that doesn't have a scope.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a visor magnification. And then Enemies Everywhere, which is in Halo Reach, complete a firefight set on normal or harder difficulty.
Yeah, I picked that one, the Sorry Dave one, so far. Of course, I haven't been actually achievement hunting, so.
yeah, it's been pretty good. My experience so far was favorable for the one game of firefight that I played, but for the most part, it feels a lot better than it did during flighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited to be playing more of it.
Which is really odd that it's received such
mixed
praise and glee that it's out. Because I seem to remember when Reach launched originally that not too long after Reach came out, it wasn't exactly everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
I remember hearing a lot of the same discussions about Reach as that I hear about Halo 5 and how it's not a real Halo game and stuff like that. It's amazing what things look like when they're nostalgic.
Yes. The thing you have to realize and kind of see through is whenever there's a new Halo game comes out, there's a fair amount of the population of Halo fans that just like to rack on it because it's not the last Halo game.
Yeah, it's not like the one before it. Although I have to admit, Halo 2, other than the problems that it had, which it did have problems when it launched,
mm-hmm.
It actually received some pretty glowing praise. And so did Halo 3, with the exception of a lot of people were complaining about the shot registration in it. But it's just interesting how the community has evolved since Reach's launch.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily...
And, you know, so, some of it I wonder if it's the hype of having Halo on PC again.
For me, that's what it is. It's the fact that Halo is back on PC. It has a proper graphics package that I can play at 4K with a smooth 60 FPS frame rate. And I haven't had that since Halo 2 on PC.
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing, you know, don't get me wrong. It's great that it's on PC, but the biggest reason I've always wanted the games on PC is so I could take them with me in a convenient package, you know, cause it's a pain to haul your Xbox.
It is,
you know, to haul your Xbox around when you travel, it's a pain. You know, it's one thing when you're going to a convention,
but that's what xCloud's for, right?
Yeah. As long as you got a good enough internet connection.
Yeah.
And trust me, you need a pretty good internet connection to make that work. I've tried it on, you know, at home, it works just fine. I've tried it at work where we've got a 10 down, 1 up connection, and it don't work so good.
Gotta love that corporate internet.
And that's even with me bypassing the corporate firewall.
Oh, really?
You know, that's not going through the corporate firewall. So, yeah, it's... Yeah, I find it funny that they come up with xCloud and then they decide to move MCC onto PC. Thanks!
I mean, people want a lot of stuff.
But, you know, the one thing is with it coming to PC, if you don't have an internet connection, you can still play, you can still goof around campaign, stuff like that.
Which is really nice, actually. Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I've always liked about the older Halo games is they don't require that internet connection to just be able to play campaign. Now, Halo 5, yes, you can play campaign without having an internet connection. but it argues with you about it. And there are some features that just don't work because it doesn't have an internet connection. And that is sad when they build a game like that. You know, in certain games, when they're designed to have a world like that, okay, fine. But when you have a pretty much fixed world like Halo does or has in the past, an internet connection shouldn't be required to play the campaign.
Well, unless you're doing over the internet co-op. But yeah, other than that, you're right. Anything that's
land co-op. Shouldn't have to have internet connection to play the campaign. For you to play the campaign. Now, yeah, if you want to play with your friends over the internet, yes, you need to have an internet connection. But all in all, I'm pumped that it's finally out on PC. I've played a little bit of it. I still suck at mouse and keyboard.
It actually wasn't as bad for me, because when I got into playing Firefight, I can't reiterate this enough. They really improved the mouse and keyboard inputs from flighting. Now, granted, I'm using VSync, so I'm capping my frame rate at 60 because I have a 4K monitor that only does 60 hertz. So there's no reason for me to try to do uncapped frame rate when my monitor is only going to update every 60 times every second.
See, that's one thing that I really wish they had, that you had a choice on. Because I have a 144 hertz monitor. 1080p, 144 hertz. And I can either have uncapped or I can have 60.
You can't VSync it to 144?
I can turn VSync on and off, I believe.
Well, VSync is supposed to try to match it to whatever frame rate Windows is detecting your monitor can handle, which should be, in your case, 144 hertz.
Yeah. And the other thing they need to do is have the game remember which freaking monitor you have it on.
I'd be curious to see if that is a graphics driver issue or if that's a Windows issue. It's probably likely a Windows issue, but I wonder if graphics drivers have anything to do with it. And you can put in a support ticket, too, because they've updated the Halo support website because of Reach launching.
Yeah. Well, I put that in during the flight.
Put it in again.
Because every time I start it, it wants to start on my main monitor, which is not the monitor I used the game on. And I'm trying to launch the game just to verify something, and it wants to take its time signing in. Let's see.
Go figure.
Let's see. Come on.
While you do that, I'm going to read off a quick stat that I thought was pretty impressive. On the day that Halo Reach launched on Steam, it became the fourth most played game as far as like all the other titles that are being played on Steam right now. And right now it's currently fourth. So Dota 2 has a peak of 542,000 players today. And Halo the Master Chief Collection for today, which is December 5th, has 123,000, which is putting it in fourth place. And that's also fourth place in current players as it was updated at 6:30 p.m. at 96,000 current players to Dota 2's 266,000. And then in between that is CSGO and PUBG. That's pretty good to see Halo doing that well. Now, as we've seen in past Halo games, there's a big surge at the release of a game. So it'll be interesting to see how long the surge stays and where it will go down to. Because if we look at the graphs of people playing Halo Reach when it launches and Halo 4 when it launches, I think it was something about 6 weeks for Halo Reach before population started to die out, and then it took a nosedive. I think Halo 4 was even less time before it took a nosedive. Or maybe Reach was 3 months and Halo 4 was 6 weeks, something like that. But there was not a lot of longevity, per se, of the mainstream Reach lifespan before only the hardcore Halo fans kept playing Reach.
Yeah, I just tested it. If I turn VSync on and do uncapped frame rate, it'll do 60. I turn VSync off leave it at unlimited, it'll go to 144.
That's interesting.
And I literally, NVIDIA just literally released an update, what, last week?
They're releasing updates like at least every other week. It's now, annoying.
Granted, that was before Halo Reach launched. So they have may have an update for MCC next week. So I noticed that when a new big game tends to hit PCs, they usually put out a patch to optimize their driver for that game.
I think if I'm looking at the GeForce Experience right now, there's an update that was released on the 26th. Well, no. So yeah, 26th. So there's not one that's been released, but it has Halo Reach as game ready drivers on there. So it says it's ready to support it for the latest release. Wait.
Yeah. 11/26.
That's right. I don't know, man. I don't know. It says my Halo Reach is optimized for now. So can't complain there. We've got some achievements for Halo Reach. Do you want to go over those real quick? We're kind of just hopping all over the place for this podcast.
Yeah.
We don't really have anything ready.
Somebody was too busy entertaining. Yeah, there's a lot of achievements for Halo Reach.
Mm-hmm. There are 100 new achievements for 1,000 gamer score. We've got some of the regular ones. 10 gamer score for completing each mission on Halo Reach. For easy and normal, campaign completion is 10. Heroic is 20. Legendary is 30. There's a separate one for completing legendary difficulty on your own. That's 30. There's beating the par times, which is 10. Beating all par time, 20. Beating par scores, all 10. Beating all par scores is 20. And then these are the ones that we get into the specifics. Well, actually, before that, you can find all of the data pads. There is 9 on all the difficulties, and then 10 on legendary difficulties, with the last one being on the Lone Wolf mission. Each one of those data pads will get you 5 gamer score there. And then finding all the data pads will score you 20. There's the Lazo one, which is 30. There's completing a Reach playlist, which is 10. There's completing 3 Reach playlists, which is 20. Each one of these games has something where you play on a specific day of the month. For Reach, it's on the 14th. And that is 5 gamer score. There's the complete the campaign under 3 hours, which is 30. And then, yeah, so now are the Reach specific ones. So there's one called No Picnic, which is observe a grisly scene on New Alexandria. Not sure what that one is. If anyone in the chat knows or wants to look it up. Yes, pens the entire campaign in 3 hours. The only one I haven't done that for right now is Reach, and Halo 2. I think Halo 2, I'm over by 11 minutes right now. So I have to shave off 11 minutes on some campaign somewhere. So yeah, observe a grisly scene on New Alexandria is the first custom one. The next one is clear winter contingency without setting foot in a drivable vehicle. That is... they've always been faster. Next one is Wake Up Buttercup. This one is destroy the Corvette's engines and escort in under 3 minutes during Long Night of Solace. So that's the one when you're in space. 2 corpses in 1 grave. Kill 2 vehicles at once with the target locator during Oni Sword Base, which is very easy to do.
That one was in the original.
I believe Wake Up Buttercup and They've Always Been Faster were also in the original.
Yeah. Looks like they've recycled most of the ones from
Reach original from set.
Original Reach, yeah.
Yeah, there are some new ones. We haven't quite hit them yet, but we're getting there. Next one is Your Heresy Will Stay Your Feet, which is kill an elite zealot before he can escape during Tip of the Spear.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a... Tip of the Spear. Yep. Okay. I didn't train to be a pilot. Kill 3 of the anti-aircraft batteries during New Alexandria.
That was there.
Tank beats everything. Finish the package on Legendary with the Scorpion intact. That one was there. Swift and Shallow. Hijack a Banshee during the Reach campaign.
That was there.
Yep. I remember that, trying to get that one on Spire. Forza in the Fall. Flip the switches to become the Reach Racer.
That's a new one.
That is a new one. HBO or HBorg special. Party with the DJ Brute. That's a new one.
That's a new one, but I think that's... No, never mind.
We got a quick question in Twitch before we move on. A Token Beast wants to know how long we've been playing Halo for. Me, personally, I've been playing for 14 years.
Yeah, I've been playing...
Since it came out? Since before it came out?
No. No, actually, I... Was it 2002?
So almost the whole lifespan of Halo.
Almost.
Just missed a few months of the Halo CE launch. Been playing it longer than I have.
No, it might have been 2004. Because, no, wait a minute. Because Halo 2 came out in 2004. Four. So, yeah, it would have been 2002, 2003, somewhere in that area.
GT got started with the OG. Well, actually...
My original gamer tag was Bait.
Was it 2004? I started playing, and I wasn't like seriously playing in it yet, but I had a childhood friend who had an Xbox in Halo, and whenever I would spend the night over at his place, we would play a couple of games and then get off. But I didn't really get involved with Halo until 2007 when my parents bought me a laptop for college or university, and I bought myself a copy of Halo CE on PC. The next achievement we have here is play us a sad song, Claude. And this is listen to a hidden music cue. That's also in the new Alexandria map, and I believe that's a new achievement. We're going to need a bigger ship. Fly both the Pelican and the Phantom on New Alexandria.
That's a new one, because before that was just a hidden thing you could do.
That was just an Easter egg, yep. Front page news, which is find me in the club. I think that's another New Alexandria one. Notice a lot of New Alexandria achievements.
Well, it's kind of a good place to hide stuff.
It's a big Easter egg map.
You know, there's a lot of them.
Next one is the humble beginnings of Will Jack's Brantley. The description on this one is, now that's a value meal.
That's
no idea what that means. I haven't been reading off any of the gamer score on this one, but they're mostly 5s and 10s right now. Did you see Major in Marine Bio? This one is encounter the hidden Marines on Exodus. I don't remember where those are. I think I know where they are, but I'm not sure.
Me too.
Where they are.
I think I know where they are.
Yeah. Fly, you fools. My wife would like appreciate that one. Find the hidden Banshees on the package. This is not the greatest lab in the world. Find your way into Halsey's lab on the package. So, side note on that one, that is a 4-player co-op requirement to get into Halsey's lab.
That must be new for Reach, because you could do it solo in the original.
Is it? I thought there was a requirement for 4 players in... I thought it had to be 4 players in the original to get into the lab.
I don't think so.
Really? Oh, no,
I thought I did it on my own.
Didn't you say this solo? Never mind.
Now, it may be on the...
There was something that it required 4 people to do in the original Reach campaign.
That was like the Ghost Run in Halo 3.
Well, other than... Any kind of vidmaster type thing.
No, Halo Reach had something similar. I'm looking through the achievements to figure out which one it was. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, if you find it, let me know. Next one we have is Clear and Present Danger, which is Pad the Run. I have no idea what that means. There's Left Behind, which is achieve a score of 30,000 points on Lone Wolf. Lone Wolf being the final mission where you basically had to survive as long as possible. One final firefight, which is achieving a score of 150,000 points on Lone Wolf. That one's 20 gamer score. There's What About Bob, which I don't think was an achievement, or was it?
I think that was an Easter egg. There are several Bobs in the Reach campaign.
So it's to find and eliminate one of the hidden ranger elite or hidden ranger commander elites. You'll know it's a mob if it tries to run away from you, and it'll be in gold armor. The easiest one to find is on New Alexandria, but there is one on Winter Contingency. There's one on...
The one on Winter Contingency has active camo.
Yes.
And it's right as you spawn in, and it's a pain to get. I think...
That's not the same one. You're talking about the one at the beginning that drops the data pad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a Bob. The Bob's later in the mission.
Okay. It's been a while since I played the Reach campaign.
I think there's supposed to be a Bob on every mission, and there's certain points where a Bob can spawn. It doesn't necessarily spawn the same place every time. Next one is George can't have all the big guns. And this is use a Pelican turret. I'm trying to remember, is that New Alexandria one as well?
Probably. It wasn't in the original, I don't believe.
No, I don't think it was. Next one is I'm Sorry, Dave. This is find the hidden binary signature. And as it turns out, I mean, I already got this one. So it is if you zoom in with a weapon that does not have a scope, then you're doing a visor zoom. And there's a little binary code on the bottom left of the visor, and that apparently is what the binary is. So it's a very easy one to get. Next one is workers' compensation. Splatter an enemy using the forklift. I think that's going to be more of a forge one than a try to do it in campaign one, but that's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is appropriate, I think, for Reach.
Well, you could, if I remember right, on Oni Sword Base, there's forklifts there. I think
there is
during the campaign.
I didn't think they were fast enough to splatter an enemy.
You can run over a grunt.
You think it would do enough damage?
I don't know. Well, apparently it'll do enough damage if you can splatter somebody with one.
Well, my thinking is, or when I first saw this achievement, what I was thinking is similar to the one in Halo 3 where you drop a tank on somebody in Forge. Although this does say splatter, so you might be right. You probably are right.
No, I know. I know the forklifts will do damage because I've killed people with them before.
Okay.
In the original, just scooping around and I'm not paying attention. Just
fair enough. Next one is because it wasn't hard enough. Complete a legendary campaign mission with three or more skulls enabled, scoring only. That's another one of the default MCC ones. That's 20 gamer score. Classic completion. Complete Exodus without using any armor abilities. Confused callouts. Trigger a humorous callout on your HUD's position indicator.
Which you can actually do on the multiplayer map from Exodus. I can't remember the name of it. Halo Completionist has already done a lot of these achievements.
Yes, he has. Collection eligibility confirmed. The description on this one is, see, he is in the game. And I believe that is for the last cutscene where you have the movable camera and you can see Master Chief in the cryopod. Mine the skill gap. Observe the logo of a buttoned-up mining company. So that's probably a logo on a wall somewhere within the campaign. Easy to overlook. Access hidden UNSC radio chatter. I'm guessing that's just one of the... You just go by one of the radios in the game and listen to the conversation.
Yeah, there's multiple radios throughout the multiplayer maps and campaigns. All you have to do is find one and sit there for a little bit.
And Halo Canon has actually done a video on that. It's 25 minutes long. You want to check that out. And then new ways to save a quid. Hear a familiar voice on New Alexandria. That is the Buck.
That would be Buck. Yeah.
Yep. That's the Buck voice. And then, so that's all the campaign-related achievements. And then there are 9 multiplayer achievements.
And I noticed there isn't get 4 billion points in Firefight.
Nope. Thankfully, no Vidmaster like there was for ODST. So the first of the multiplayer is Tavoan.
Tavoan Terminator. Kill 100 Skirmishers. Chal Vaughn, not gonna like this. Kill 1,000 skirmishers.
Shout out to we read that book this year. What was that? That was part of the Kilo 5 trilogy, right? Cholvan? Uh-huh. Yeah.
She actually shows up in one of the later books too. Enemies everywhere. Complete a firefight set on normal or harder. Negative Ghost Rider. Get a Skull of Manjaro in a match made Headhunter game. Ooh. They didn't have to bring that one back. Skunked won a match made invasion game in the first phase.
The Skull of Manjaro is not. I mean, it's a little tedious, but it's not super difficult to get. It might take a few hours worth of playing to get it, but.
The only reason I got it in the first game is sheer stupid luck. I am not joking. Somebody with 8 skulls just happened to die by somebody else's shot. I killed that person, picked up all the skulls, and the recovery point spawned while I was standing there. Like
it,
I said,
it pays to be lucky stupid, sometimes.
Stupid, dumb luck.
Continue.
Yeah, I don't know how well I'm going to work on that one. Capacious Cartography. Create a custom map using Forge.
Forge World. Rick Riscat? And Pace? Oh, what
Complete
the heck?
10 assassinations on enemy players. Run and gun. Headshot 10 enemies while they are sprinting.
That's going to be easy.
Yeah. That one you'll get without even trying, usually. Game Breaker, kill 10 enemies while jetpacking. That one will be pretty easy as well.
Those are the top two most used armor abilities in the game.
Yeah.
Sprint and jetpack.
Actually, in Halo Reach, evade is probably
okay.
Is probably used more.
I thought you were going to say armor lock for a second. I'm like, don't you dare say armor lock. We get to relive that all over again. Thanks, Bungie.
Honestly, I never had a problem with armor lock.
It's just more of an annoyance than anything else.
I mean, you know, the only time I really had a problem with armor lock is when I was in vehicles. But
yeah,
I just, you know, all I did is I quit trying to splatter people.
But that's like part of Halo, is splattering people.
Yeah, then they shouldn't have put armor lock in the game. Looks like you're heavy on the campaign achievements, light on the multiplayer achievements.
Which, a lot of the other achievements were like that, too.
Yeah.
And there's still all the generic multiplayer ones, which, like, if you don't have them unlocked already, like, if there's new people with MCC, which all the MCC players on PC will be, then you have all those achievements.
I still have two achievements to unlock in the original.
Uh-oh. Which ones are those?
Both of them are Defiant. One Flag CTF game and...
Oh, that one sucks.
Paper Beats Rock. Assassinate a player that just exited Armor Lock.
For the Defiant One Flag CTF, I remember doing that with some folks, and we basically had to, on 360, delete both of the other map packs except for Defiant, or I guess it's, yeah, and then matchmake in the one DLC playlist and then hope you get one flag.
Yeah, hope. I think I worked on that for 2 weeks doing it that way, and I got tired of it, so I just gave up.
I think for us, we spent 4 hours at least matching, and we were fortunate to get one in that time frame of us trying to get it.
Oh yeah, I got plenty of one flag games, just none of them happen to be on the Defiant map pack.
Right, NG? I mean, that's part of Halo, is splattering. That's what you're used to, right? that's part of the experience. Anyways, all those achievements, all 100 achievements totaling up for a total of 1,000 gamer score.
And I like how this isn't even on 343's website.
Yeah. that was a little bit of an overlook on their part, I think. But they're so busy still squashing bugs in the game, it was probably something they forgot about.
Although, now, you know, since the game's out, we could have just pulled up the game and looked at the achievements. No, well, I guess Master Chief Collection doesn't break them down by game, does it?
Well, it does, but not easily.
Well, I meant like in the app, it only breaks them down by locked or unlocked.
Yeah. But it, I mean, at least we have something of an achievement list to read off of, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not on 343's website. So there's that. Other than that, we have a couple of articles to go over. First one is from just before Thanksgiving. This is on, I think the was it the day after? Yeah, the day after we recorded last month for our last podcast. And this was the MCC development update by Postums on November, for the month of November. And most of the stuff we already know since Reach is out, and some of us have already had a chance to play it. But they go over when the release date is, the experiences that they had at XO19, all the feedback that they've got regarding mouse input delay, controller aim assist, all the frame rate issues, which GT's already talked about a little bit. Some other issues like audio, server latency, server selection, push to talk, VSync, all that kind of stuff. But as far as it goes, they're still trending out some of the final bugs, but a lot of the major bugs have been squashed. And granted, I've only played the game for an hour, but it feels and looks really good. Now, we know the woes of MCC when it launched on Xbox and everything that has been improved upon and continues to be improved upon as far as stability and gameplay mechanics and all that fun stuff. So there's still going to be some minor bugs that they'll continue to tweak and fix, but it's a pretty strong launch compared to how MCC launched on Xbox.
Yeah, the launch of on PC is been great. They are definitely doing a lot better with this one than they did when it launched originally.
I will say the one thing that I think is missing as a core feature for PC is the ability to have two mappings for actions.
Yeah.
Because right now you can only have one. Like for me, for Halo 2, I would have melee and the action button on my mouse, but also the keyboard. And now that's not a thing with Reach on PC. But most modern games have a two key or mouse button option. So I'm hoping that's something that they eventually add. And then they've got all the file share stuff up in the game as well. If you've launched MCC on your Xbox, you probably got a nice little file processing screen when you booted it up. I haven't had a chance to actually go through my files yet, but people have been able to actually search for... I'd be interested
to see how many files actually made it onto your Xbox.
Yeah, some people said that they put files up and they didn't get everything. I think Receptor was one of those, and he posted in the Discord.
Yeah.
I haven't even checked my file share to see what actually made it over. 6.2 million maps, and what was like 2 million, something like that, game modes?
Something like that.
Should be available to you. And people have found that you can search by people's gamer tag and find files from file shares, so
it sounds like... Yeah, as long as it's on someone's file share, and you know whose file share it's on, you can just browse to that particular person and download it from their file share. That's the way it's always been. You know, there's never been any kind of browser for files.
Right.
Well, yeah, no, there hasn't.
Well, yeah, you can search for files in someone's file share, but you can't browse for files right, like you can in Halo 5.
Or it could do in Halo 3, or it could do in Halo 4.
Let's see. Some other stuff in here that go into what's not going to be present at launch. So PC Forge and Theater will be coming later next year. They are available on the Xbox One's version of the game. PC file share uploads will not be active at launch. Kind of sucks, but without Forge being there, makes a little sense.
I mean, you're not going to be generating any files on your PC anyway, so there's...
Game types. You can make custom game modes.
Yeah, game types.
You wouldn't be making maps.
Yeah.
But, I mean, file share includes game modes, so if you made a game mode on PC, then maps I get, because you're not getting Forge, but not being able to upload game types, that kind of sucks.
Well, a lot of times game types are tied to maps anyway, so... Not always. Don't get me wrong. Not always. But a lot in Halo Reach, a lot of the game types were tied to specific maps.
Right. But say you had a file of a map, and then after all these years, someone wants, like, if Psychoduck wanted to update one of his game types for one of his crazy maps, or not Psychoduck, I'm thinking Pete the Duck, and wanted to.
And he could fire up his Xbox and change it.
Well, what if he didn't have an Xbox One? What if he only had a 360 and didn't get an Xbox One? I mean, these are hypotheticals.
Then he doesn't have access to it anyway. Because for this to work, you had to...
It could have been his file share before he had the Xbox.
Yeah, but to make him available on PC...
No.
He's got to sync his Xbox One. No, they didn't.
Yeah, remember they changed it. They made it to where file shares that were in your... Or files that were in your file share from 360... would be available to PC without having to do the intermediate over to Xbox One.
I don't remember that.
That was one of the updates that they had. Please tell me I'm not crazy, chat.
I think you're nuts.
I distinctly remember us talking about that it was going to be nice that PC players wouldn't have to launch Xbox. Now, they would have to launch Xbox.
PC players, new PC players wouldn't have anything to download anyway.
If they had a 360 of Reach, they would. If they had Reach on 360 and never changed their file share and then came back to Halo on PC, those files that were in their file share still got moved over.
Yeah.
I think the chat's dead because they haven't responded yet. I'm pretty sure there was an MCC update that said...
I don't remember that. It's possible, but I don't remember it.
I'm going to go look for it. I am almost certain that there was an update where they said you would not have to launch
Xbox. Last I remembered, I heard that you had to do the import from an Xbox One first.
Only if you had local files in MCC. Pretty sure.
Regardless, they still don't have a way to browse them, so...
Yeah. Hopefully that's a feature that they'll add in the back end. And they have said that they wanted to add something like that. It's just a matter of actually getting it done. So
where I was leading this is I wanted to know what the new the capacity is of Halo or Master Chief Collection is for custom games and game types. If it's still only 50.
I haven't checked yet.
That's what I was curious.
Yeah.
I forgot how to check.
Isn't you go to your options and settings menu, and then from there you can access the file share. I'm looking at the last or the latest MCC updates before November.
Yeah.
For Xbox 360 maps and mode in your file share, they have been copied to our database and are ready to join MCC following the release of Halo Reach for Xbox and PC. When this happens, they will appear in your file share on both platforms.
Okay.
Some people are complaining about not being able to vote maps for matchmaking.
I'm actually glad they took that out.
Yeah. Because it led to a lot of people just quitting games
at the start. Well, it's because people kept voting for the same damn map.
Well, there's that too.
You know, after you play the same map 25 times in a row, you tend to not want to play anymore.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. There's a whole section in here from the Psychoduck talking about Bloom, and it's a discussion about what Bloom is, how it's implemented, and why they have vanilla settings for infection, griffball, invasion, versus having the TU settings, the title update settings. So if you want to learn more about why there's Bloom still in the game, probably worth a read. And then Forge is getting a pretty nice upgrade. There's a lot of Forge pieces that weren't in the original game that they're adding in, including some of the spacefaring vehicles.
Yeah, they finally will officially have a Saber in
and a Seraph.
Forge. And a Seraph and a Phantom, although the Phantom I don't think is flyable.
The Phantom is not flyable. The Pelican, I don't think is flyable, but the Seraph and the Saber are both flyable.
So we can, once you figure out how to glitch out of the map, you can have a space battle.
Right. Well, mods are supported on PC, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. At some point, I don't know if 343 would do this, but have some kind of introductory mod. I'm training or tutorials on how to integrate with like making maps or ingesting new weapons, like kind of like the toolkit that they had for Halo CE and Halo 2, or have some kind of introductory parts. So like if people want to kind of start modding and kind of know where to start, they can do that. Instead of being like Gamechi, who knows how to just mod for the heck of modding's sake.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that works and still keep things on a level playing field. Because I know once you start introducing mods into games, it gets a lot more difficult to police the games.
It is interesting the way that they're doing mods, though. So there's a mod version of the game and a non-mod version. So the non-mod version has the anti-cheat, making sure that you're actually not modding the game. But the mod one kind of disables those anti-cheats and puts you in a separate kind of sandbox area where you can that. Yeah. It's a nice kind of, and to me, it's like, okay, we want you to mod it, but we don't want to impact other people who aren't interested in the modding side of the game. I think it's a cool little way to introduce that capability.
Yeah, I don't want to see some guy floating around in a prophet's chair in the middle of a match-made game.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No.
Something else that they've done with Forge, they've upped the quota from having 89 different objects being able to be spawned in for a map to 141.
Cool. That'll help.
Yes, it'll help make quite a few bigger men.
As long as it doesn't affect the frame rate.
I think that's their new frame rate limit.
Yeah.
Or at least it's a guess. So some of the things to list off that they've added, there's civilian vehicles, including forklifts and trucks, space vehicles, the Sabres and Seraphs, which we've mentioned, and vehicle variants such as the Troop Warthog, the Heavy Falcon, and the Heavy Shade Turret. There's some new gadgets, ammo crates, ammo pickups, different grav lift variants, and some different shield doors and one-way shield variants as well. We've got some new scenery stuff. We've got dropship props, destroyed vehicles, some additional crates and props, and then carts, destructible pallets, driftwood, and other what they call set dressing. As far as structure goes, there's some new foreigner platforms, walls, doors, windows, all that kind of stuff. Some more large rocks and trees, and some more set dressing stuff with different palette variants. And then there's a whole nice technical deep dive into the whole input lag that was discovered and reported during the flighting. So if you want a full detailed breakdown of how that was detected and how it was tested with getting deltas between input and GPU processing changes and all that kind of stuff, then you can take a deep dive through that. It's pretty technical if you're curious to dive on into that. We've got a couple of articles that were released on Tuesday when Reach was added to MCC. One of them being accessibility, and that's just kind of going over some of the accessibility options, such as the subtitles, having language selections. They're also doing text-to-speech for text chat on the PC side of things. There's also text-to-speech on the Xbox. I'm guessing that's for menu items. So as you're scrolling through menu items, it'll say campaigns, multiplayer, create, firefight, and all that kind of stuff, which is nice. There's also the text chat on PC. Two pretty typical ones are the squad chat or team chat. And then there's all chat or global chat, as is otherwise known as. And then there's some shortcut keys. On PC, there's the J key and left joystick click on the Xbox will navigate user to text chat. The R key on PC and the X button for Xbox will navigate the user to the roster. So this is like while you're in the main menu. The O key will navigate to the user's settings. X key or the Y button on Xbox will display the most recent carnage report. The D key or the menu button on Xbox will navigate to options and career. The M key or the view button on Xbox will navigate to the main menu. The enter key or the A button is basically accept, and the escape key and B is the back button, essentially. There's some narration options available. That's for the menus and UI, kind of similar to the speech-to-text stuff that we had mentioned earlier. They go into how to enable it on PC and how to enable it on Xbox, if you so choose. And they mention the ability to configure key bindings and customize your keyboard and mouse layout. There's some audio settings in here as well, so you have separate audio sliders for menu music, game music, effect volume, and voice chat, and then you have a global volume slider for the game, and then you have the ability to select which channel that you want for voice chat, whether you want team chat only or all chat. There's also squad chat as well. That's for things like invasion, and then you can turn voice chat off completely. Like what has been mentioned before by Possums and the rest of 343 regarding the crosshairs, there's going to be a default option for the centered crosshair on PC, which means the crosshair is dead center in the middle of the monitor, versus classic where it's a little bit lower, third from the bottom of the screen. And then there's also the ability to either leave invite notifications on or you can turn them off for a roster. And that's pretty much all the important stuff off of the accessibility list. And then there's a Welcome to Reach article that was posted by Sketch on December 3rd as well. This has links to get MCC for the Microsoft Store and Steam. Both of them are available for $39.99 US dollars. You can also buy the games individually for $9.99 if you so choose. And then Halo Reach on MCC is included in Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Game Pass for PC as well. That's in beta. That will include the multiplayer version of Reach, but not the campaign version. And for those that are on Steam, you still have to have an Xbox Live account to play through Steam, but you do not need a gold account. Just need a silver account. They've also revamped the Halo support site to support Reach coming to MCC officially. So if you have an issue, make sure you go report all the issues because there's still some things that they're working through. Best to kind of just go over and report it instead of leaving it to not get addressed. They also had a 3v3 versus the world, which happened today. I wasn't able to attend on OGT. Sounds like you probably didn't have a chance to attend either.
No, I wasn't able to attend.
So they were playing for about 4 or 5 hours today. And if you had matched up against 343 and had beat them, you would be able to earn a nameplate. If you match with them too, you got a nameplate as well. From the tweets I saw, looks like the 343 team went undefeated. So I'm wondering if there's going to be other opportunities for those nameplates to be earned down the road.
Possibly.
Possibly. Everything else on there is pretty much what we've already discussed at one point or another. So that's pretty much what we have there. And then finally, there is an update from Unishek today regarding the Winter 2020 Arena season starting off. Mythic Arena is a new addition to the matchmaking experience for Halo 5. And this is going to be part of, I believe, the ranked playlists. This is going to be a little bit different than the normal arena. They've updated some of the movements. And melee, they're making it to where it's a three-shot beatdown, and they've modified the damage to where it's a three-shot beatdown, and then a melee headshot to both result in a kill. So they've tweaked some of the movement variables, they've tweaked some of the damage variables, and they've also tweaked some of the weapon respawn timers as well. They also have a brand new list of maps with their mode combination. The maps look pretty solid, pretty basic as far as color template, but from a map layout perspective, they look pretty good.
Yeah, some of them, they do have a video on it that kind of gives you a video preview of some of the maps, of all the maps. And there are some maps that are heavily inspired by some Halo 3 maps.
Yes.
Blackout and Midship and...
there's a Halo 2 one kind of... Or I see a couple Halo 1 and Halo 2 influences too.
So there's a little bit of nostalgia going on the maps there.
Just a little bit. Looks fun to me. So get your placing matches in again. Halo 5 kicks off the Winter 2020 season with new Mythic Arena. They also have some top-down overviews, which is, I think that's a new thing that they've done with these maps. I remember seeing top-down views of previous playlists that they've added to ranked before.
Yeah, I can't say that I have either.
So you can go check it out. Unishek has the post over on Halo Waypoint for you to check out. And yeah. So that's going to be pretty much it for tonight. Again, we didn't have, well, me specifically, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare anything else, and the big news being that Reach is out. A lot of people are having fun with it. It's been one of the better launches of a Reach or a Halo title in the recent years. Halo 5 was a rocky launch. Halo MCC was a horrible launch. So it's nice to actually have a launch that was pretty successful.
Yeah.
And on PC, where a lot of people are coming... When I checked my friends list on Tuesday when I was playing, I had almost 50 people in my friends list playing Halo Reach on PC.
I honestly haven't even looked at my friends list.
But there's some names on there that I don't recognize, so I'm like, okay, that's probably a friend from a long time ago who's probably changed their gamer tag.
Probably. Yeah, I've noticed that too. Every once in a while, I'll clean out my friends list, and I'm like, who the heck is that?
You have to mention, like, what was your previous gamer tag so I know who you are? But it's really good. It feels really nice. Obviously, we'll have more to talk about as we play it more. But that does beg the question, and GT actually has a poll out on Twitter for this. I'm guessing he put it for just the 24-hour, but we are wondering for tomorrow... And we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do for the long run. Is Reach on Xbox, Reach on PC, or Halo 5?
Yeah, right now we got 2 hours left. I actually did it for 17 hours.
Okay.
We've got, I had three choices. Halo Reach on Xbox, Halo Reach on PC, and Halo 5. At this moment in time, Halo Reach on Xbox is at 36% of the vote. Reach on PC is at 53% of the vote, and Halo 5 is at 10% of the vote, with 184 people voting. So, like I said at the beginning, I expect to see at least 60 people tomorrow.
Might have to have two at lobbies. Least. Just to account for it all.
You know, I hope to have to rotate people in and out tomorrow. So,
yeah.
If you want to join in and you want to play, you can find me at Godzilla Todd on Steam or at Godzilla Space T on Xbox Live. And I'm sure Mr. Duststorm will be around tomorrow as well.
That is the current plan.
So it looks like we're probably going to be doing some Halo Reach on PC. We'll see what the turnout is. And if people are able to join in and we have enough people to where we can run all night, we'll stay in on PC. If we have a bunch of people show up that want to play on Xbox, we might run one PC lobby, one Xbox lobby.
It might be something where GT and I have to split and host two separate lobbies. We'll see what happens. That's a good thing, though. It means there's a lot of interest. I cannot wait for Speed Halo. I am so excited for that.
I need to fire it up and go to Darth Human's file share and make sure to download all his
It's in my files. File share, Speed.
Yeah. Well, he's got other ones that I want, too.
Well, there is that. You need to find those old posts of people posting customs. I wonder if...
If you searched Reach Customs on YouTube, you could probably still find them and find the authors.
I wonder if Halo Customs has... would have been a good idea if they went through and compiled a... Here are the top game modes and maps for Halo Reach. Are you checking?
I'm looking to see what they've got.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to go over a couple of Halo tweets. On November 27th, 2525, this is a Today in Halo. After a harrowing effort to procure their new Mjolnir armor from the Damascus testing facility on Chi Cheta 4, the Spartan 2 super soldiers are forced... The Spartan 2 super soldiers are forced to go EVA to board a Covenant ship. The mission succeeds, but Samuel 034 perishes during the conflict. We also had mixture matchups on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. This was hosted by Ninja, and it featured the Master Chief Collection. And there were 8 teams from popular mixer streamers. Included many people that we know and that were at Outpost, including Nixie, Green Skull, DJ Blue, and several others. I don't think any of the people I know won, but it was a lot of fun to watch for the short amount of time that I watched. I think I watched for a couple of hours as I was working on our Christmas card yesterday. And then if you play Halo the Master Chief Collection on Steam for at least 5 hours, and you also play CSGO, you can get an exclusive Halo music kit for CSGO. And also get some unique Halo stickers that you can use in-game on your favorite weapons.
Looks like all you can do is search by person.
On Halo Customs?
Yep. They don't have like a top 10 list or anything like that. At least nothing that I found.
I might have to talk to a couple people about that. All right. So that's pretty much all the Reach updates that we have. For the time being, we'll have a few more things to hopefully talk about in the near future. A couple of closing remarks before we do the normal closing out. On Saturday, I am planning to do another podcast with the Machinima group that we had for Halo Outpost. I need to reconfirm the guests that we're going to have on, but we're going to... kind of go through the presentation that I did at Halo Outpost with some of the folks that were on the Machinima panels at the various locations where I had it. So that's probably going to be 9 p.m. ish on Saturday. Still trying to nail that down. I'll put out posts about it in the Discord and social media when we get that nailed down. But that should be taking place this weekend. We also have our book that we'll be reading, Broken Circle. hoping to get that finished this weekend so we can talk about it on next week's show. So for those that are trying to keep track at home, on December 12th, we will be doing our book analysis, review, discussion on Broken Circle. One less book to be behind, two more to be added, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a book coming
out? You're kind of going the wrong way here, Dust.
Is there a book coming out in February?
I don't remember when the next book's coming out.
Okay.
I think this year you broke even. I think they added as many books as you read.
At least breaking even is better than the record from last year, which was read zip. Nothing. So yeah. So Saturday will be a Machinima podcast, which means I'm going to try to get this podcast out by Saturday. Not like the ones that were the last couple ones, which I apologize for again. And then next week will be Broken Circle. The week after that, we'll probably have, or either the week after that, or the week after that would be the 19th. So yeah, probably on the 19th or the 26th, we'll have our, probably the 19th, we'll have our kind of community wrap up like we normally do. And then we have to figure out what we're going to do for the 26th. That's the last podcast of the year.
Party!
Yeah, we'll see. For those that are in the chat right now, which most of you, this might not really apply, but 343 graciously gave us some Halo Reach codes and some full codes for MCC on Xbox and Steam. So if you're listening to us live on the show right now and you are looking for either one of those codes, go ahead and let me know in chat. That way I can start a raffle. Not raffle. What's the word I'm looking for, GT?
I have no idea.
Like, where they enter in for a giveaway. That's what I'm looking for. Wow. My brain is... Yeah. A giveaway. Thank you,
Confal. Did everybody see the smoke?
Confal did. So yeah, if you're looking for either a PC code of the full game, or if you're looking for a full game code for Xbox, or just the Reach DLC code for Xbox, then let me know in the chat.
I could have used one of each about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, me too. I only got them yesterday. Or 2 days ago? No, on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Or was it yesterday?
I don't know. I wasn't
there. I'm drawing a blank here. I'm going to my DMs.
You're the one that got them, not me.
I'm going to my DMs. Email? Okay, it was on Tuesday.
Okay.
Sketch DM'd.
The day it launched.
Yeah, Sketch DM'd them to me when I was at the grocery store. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, but we will
gladly provide them to you.
Yes. And we're going to give some away tomorrow during Fragment Friday.
So, anybody that's listening to this right now, anybody that's listening to the recording, you're out of luck. Sorry.
Well, I mean, we might have a code to give away on the next one, too.
This week, at least.
Yeah, we'll give away maybe some more.
Next week, we might give away another one.
Yeah, I think we have enough codes to do that. I have a total of 10 codes.
Cool.
So, yeah, we're going to do that.
We might give away two. Might.
Never know. All right, it looks like Halo Collector is the only one that's chiming up. I'm going to ask, are you using it for you or using it for someone else? If you're using it for you, I'm okay. Using it for someone else as a pass-through, have them come into the show and try to earn it themselves. All right. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. We have our social media that you can check us out on. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also check us out on our Discord. It's where a lot of our community interacts and mingles. We also have our streaming platforms on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube, where we stream our podcasts at 9 p.m. Thursdays Eastern Time. We also have Fragment Fridays, hosted by GT. And judging by the poll, looks like we might be doing Halo Reach for the foreseeable future on MCC.
Well, we're definitely doing Reach. We have yet to determine which version, but
right. Yes. We also have my achievement streams on Sundays. I've been going through Halo Wars 2 with Bobby and earning some of those achievements. I'm not sure if I'm going to take a break on Halo Wars 2 and just go into Reach for now. But I will be playing and probably streaming Reach on Saturday. That's going to be my main campaign run through. So if you guys want to do co-op campaign, I might have this podcast out in time to hear that. But if not, if you want to be playing some Reach for achievements or campaign and stuff, I will probably be doing some regular intervals of streaming. I'm assuming GT, you might be doing that as well.
Yeah, I'm
possibly
kind of in a position right now where I don't have a whole lot of time for streaming. So
okay,
I've got a lot of projects I got to get wrapped up before snow hits the ground. So
okay,
as much as I'd love to sit around and play video games and stream,
priorities come first. Yep.
The sad part is I've been playing more video games at work than I have at home.
XCloud?
No, PC.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like I said, the xCloud thing doesn't work very well at work.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
And it uses a lot of data.
Very true.
When it first launched, I think I maxed out, because I don't have unlimited data. I maxed out my data in like 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, granted, it's only 5 gigabytes, but still.
but still. that's quite a bit. A little update on our Spartan company. We are 43 away from the first strike commendation. 43. We should be able to get that by the end of the year.
Should be.
Heck, we could probably even get it by next week if people really tried. But I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be distracted by Reach right now, so we might not make much progress on that one at all.
Possibly.
The next closest one we have is Lawnmower, which is splattering an enemy. We have a little under 500 to go for that one. And
so get the running people over.
Meet me. Would have been perfect with Castle Wars.
Hey, I tried, but people kept getting in my way.
Sure.
And then they would yell at me because I ran over them.
Sure. And our last two are still the same. Killing Marines and Shoulder Bash.
Mm-hmm. They always will be. They will be the last ones.
They will be the dead last ones.
I can't believe how many freaking Marines they want us to kill.
It's a lot. It's all the Warzone stuff. Anyways. So that's it for tonight's show. Thanks again for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow for Dragon Fridays. And if you don't catch us for that, there's the Sunday stream for achievements. And if you don't catch us for that, we'll see you right back here on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube for the podcast stream. If you download us, thanks for downloading us. For those who are looking, or if you're not listening to this somehow, you can find us on all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to just apologize again for the last two episodes. We had some just bad timing of things, and it made...
Life got in the way.
Yes. On multiple fronts. So it was one of the things that definitely made me rethink how we're going to do... Or actually, for made us both rethink how we're going to do big roundtable-like podcasts in the future. So there's going to be a little bit different ways that we're going to do those. That's basically going to boil down to GT and I will fork the roundtable discussions off as separate shows, and we will record the news segments on our own and have those be more of a short 40, 45 minute podcast of its own. And you'll start seeing some instances of two podcasts a week because of it.
Yeah, it's a little daunting to do those big roundtables and then still get the Halo news out.
Yes.
You know, if I had normal work hours, it wouldn't be so bad. But the fact that I start my day so early, it's really hard for me to stay up that late and then still have to get up the next morning and go to work. I ain't 20 years old anymore. I haven't been 20 years old in about 30 years, so.
This also gives us the flexibility for those roundtable discussions to not necessarily come out in any particular order. So if we do a news podcast and then for some reason it takes me a little bit longer to edit the roundtable podcast, we can still do the next news cycle podcast and release the roundtable podcast after that next one. So it gives us a little more flexibility there.
Well, it's also fair for our guests so we can get directly to the topics.
Yes.
And they don't have to sit there and listen to the news that I'm sure that they've already dug through.
Although I do appreciate for our last one, they did contribute to the news discussion.
Well, yeah, they did. They did.
But it took up an hour of time that we didn't anticipate to take up. So those changes are coming. Also got word that the streaming package that we have requested, the work is underway.
Cool.
So you will be seeing a nice refresh of graphics on our streams for both the podcast and our game sessions. So that's going to be a nice little refresh. And then
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I'm looking forward to seeing something. And then I posted a tweet about this. I obviously haven't talked to GT too much about it yet, but toying with the idea of doing Patreon for the show. A lot of the other podcasts in the Halo scene do a Patreon. That Patreon would kind of go towards helping fund some of the website costs and the costs for this graphics package that I'm basically paying out of pocket for right now, and being able to possibly start a store if there's interest there. T-shirts, buttons, that kind of stuff. If you'd be interested in supporting Podtacular in that kind of way, please let us know on social media or in our Discord. And then also give us an idea of what you would want as far as perks go. One example of a perk that I'm thinking of right now is getting access to VOD, basically raw VODs of shows that we record. Right now, those VODs are only available to Twitch subscribers. And even those are only up for, I think, 2 weeks at a time. That'd be something where we would probably upload them as unlisted YouTube videos, and then you would get access to that through Patreon. And we're trying to think of some other ways to possibly do Patreon. So if that's something that you think you would like to support us through Vice doing Twitch subscriptions or donating to us directly, please let us know. Please let us know what your ideas are for the perks of Patreon, and we'll kind of evaluate the desire to have one over the next 3 or 4 months. I think I've talked enough.
I think I want to go to bed.
Me too. So that's going to wrap it up for the show. You can find both GT and I on social media. I am at Duststorm on Twitter and Mixer and Twitch. I am Duststorm Pettigrew on Instagram. I'm Duststorm117 on Facebook. I think that covers most of it. What about you, GT?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing those 60 people tomorrow night.
Yep.
But anyway, you can find me at Godzilla Space T on Xbox Live, and you can find me on Steam, Mixer, and Twitter's at Godzilla Todd.
And that does remind me, we do have a Steam community. I think I'm seeing if I have it set up with a short link. No, I do not. But by the time you download this, podtacular.com/Steam will take you to our Steam community. You can search for Podtacular just in the Steam communities anyways. We have it from a long time ago. It's still up there. It still works. So if you want to join our Steam community there, we can start organizing play dates for PC game nights in addition to Fraggin' Friday. So check it out over there. And yeah, that's the last one to add in there. So thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. We'll catch you all either in one of our upcoming streams or next week on the next show. Until then, keep on remembering Noble Team.